This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. On our program today, we're joined by David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place, a domestic violence organization. David joins us today with a special guest. Welcome, David.
Well, welcome back again. I've got as my guest, as we did last week, Samantha Phipps, who is the executive director of Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County, and they run a shelter and some of the same kinds of programs that we run in Mitchell County at Safe Place. And welcome to our program.
Thank you, David.
Last week we talked a little bit about some programs that you're starting in Yancey County, and a lot of us think that, you know, we focus our services on victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. But you've got an interesting concept in that you want to involve men in these programs. Tell us a little bit about what your concept is and how you look at the family and men in particular.
Right. Over the years, as domestic violence programs have grown, they realized that the men involved, or even the women who had issues with being the more abusive spouse or abusive partner, needed a program to work with them to help reunite them with their family, with their loved ones. So a program's developed actually based on a Minnesota model called an abuser treatment program. In different counties, different states, they go by different names, but it's an abuser treatment program which works with the more offending partner. Some areas do have these programs just for women. They are sex-specific in that they feel like if you mix males and females in the abuser treatment groups, it's not going to work as well because there are certain issues that are more hard-hitting with males than with the females. So what we want to do in Yancey County, we are developing a space that will be pretty user-friendly, easy to get to, in downtown Barnesville, which is actually going to be located in my office. And one evening a week, we're going to offer it free of charge to a local provider who is certified by the state of North Carolina in offering this abuser treatment program.
Now, a lot of us think that or have read that abusers of people who abuse in domestic violence situations are incorrigible, but you've had some experience that says that that's not necessarily the case.
That's true. As I've matured within the field of human services and in domestic violence, I've realized, the more I've seen, I've realized that behaviors are learned when we're young, growing up. They can be unlearned. And so programs of this kind can work with, I would say, 85% of people who have issues with domestic violence. They can unlearn their behaviors. There's 10-15% on the spectrum of domestic violence that they have personality disorders, mental health disorders, or substance abuse issues to the point where I do not feel that they are able to change.
But in this latter group would be this, like this fellow Woodridge that we've seen in the news that killed his wife over in Sylvan, North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, it's an interesting concept, and you know, hopefully it's going to work in this area. We're looking forward to see how that works, and maybe you can keep us posted in the future about that.
We will.
Now, people who are interested in this, is this a free program? Will they have to pay for it, or what's the issue there?
Right. The payment of services rendered in these abuser treatment programs is actually a part of the treatment modality, in that if you have to pay for a service, your ears are going to perk up, maybe you're going to listen, you're going to retain some knowledge. It's the whole concept about, you know, paying for a class versus a free class. If you're having to work your way through college, you might pay attention more than if mom or dad's paying for your college education. So with these abuser treatment programs, there's an initial assessment fee, usually around $50 to $75. And then for each group that you attend, it's $25. And you're required by law, if you're court-ordered to go into these groups, to attend 21 to 22 out of 26 sessions. They meet once a week for 6 months.
So we'll give you a phone number to call in just a few moments that you can call and get more information about that. Now, you got a fundraising event Saturday, the 2nd of December. Tell us a little bit about that calendar again.
We do. The Family Violence Coalition is going to be a part of the private nonprofit group meeting that's going on in the town center on Saturday, December the 2nd, and we're going to be offering for sale our first annual calendar entitled Men of Yancey County Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. Right now, we do not have the finished product in hand. We will, however, have those ready in time for Christmas, so we'll be taking orders and answering any questions you might have about it and our programs.
Give us your phone number in case people want more information.
If you or a loved one is experiencing a domestic violence crisis or sexual assault, please contact 682-0056. And to talk further with me about the calendar or getting in touch with the Abuser Treatment Program, contact me at my office, 678-3436.
And in Mitchell County, you can call Safe Place, 765-4044. And remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you. Thanks for listening.